Anyone, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Mookie Blaylock, Monica Smith, and Ronnie Adrian.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me, Ronnie, Monica, Mookie. Welcome back. And Brett coming in all the way from parts unknown, let's say. Humans, it's the beginning of summer. And Brett, I do want to release this, Thursday, which will be June 2nd. Okay. You know, so this is going to be hot off the presses. And why not keep it positive and talk about vacation recommendations based on experience? Does anyone have one? We all like Hawaii, but is there another place you went that you're like, this place was interesting? Or a place that you just recommend that's like a general place that's not necessarily like a Six Flags or whatever, something that's not necessarily one location. Anything? Did you guys do anything over the holiday weekend that you'd like to report on?
I mean, I'm in Connecticut right now.
Do you want to tell us why?
Yeah. I mean, Dana, she's from here. And so we're kind of in between moving places and almost quasi homeless right now. So it's a good time to visit her family. And there was a wedding and blah, blah, blah. But she's from this area and I don't know what I really expected from it, but I kind of can't believe how beautiful it is. It's just like, it's so lush. It almost reminds me of Hawaii or something. Like, I didn't know it would be so idyllic. It's like these beautiful green, forests and farmland and everything.
And are you, that's kind of insulting to her that you assumed it was going to be some dreary, ugly place. That's the way I'm taking this, like, because you're from the Bay Area that's so beautiful.
No, the Bay Area is nice, but I never thought of, I don't know what I thought of Connecticut, really. It's just, I always pictured like colonial towns and stuff, which is very much is.
Fucking Mike Nichols hanging out doing crack next to a lake.
Also, like farmland where I grew up, there are farms, but they're dry and dusty, and I always associate it with being miserable in a way. And here, they're just so green, and there's grass everywhere, and it's just a totally different vibe. Like, it feels like you're in the movie Babe, you know? Everything's like bucolic and Norman Rockwell.
Okay, we cut to some farmers from the Bay Area meeting their new in-law farmers from Connecticut at their Connecticut farm. Oh my, check that out. It's all green in the back too.
Oh my God, how did they do that?
What do you guys got going on here? Are you on top of a spring or something? No, it's next door too. Look, honey, they're green next door. It's like a Disney movie.
Okay, did someone like take an ocean and just flush these lands? What is going on?
Oh no.
This is just how we live, folks.
What are you guys' crops?
What are our crops?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, this is just I'm growing some dill in the yard.
That's a lot of dill.
That's
a lot of pickles.
You must cover the entire dill industry.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You got to deal with Vlasic.
Good dill money?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm mostly just, I'll pickle some stuff and, I'll make a potato salad every now and then. You guys just moved here, huh?
Well, we haven't officially moved, scoping out the neighborhood, staying at different Airbnb farms, just really feeling.
Yeah, we would love. Can you imagine having a farm out here where they just grow a whole field of dill
Yeah,
oh man, what's that crop over there? That's not dill. What is that?
That's mint. It's actually chocolate. It's chocolate mint.
Oh wow!
It's kind of if you rub your finger on it there and smell it, it kind of tastes like or kind of smells like a grasshopper cookie.
Yeah, like mint.
Yeah, like a thin mint, like a Girl Scout thin mint.
Well, we have a right now we're doing a dry pepper crop. Was supposed to be a pepper crop, but it's going to be mostly dry peppers as it ends up.
Peppers?
Dry. Yeah, we had a dry tomato.
Where are you guys from again?
South Bay.
South Bay, yeah.
Okay.
Way south.
Okay.
We kind of like skip the grape and go straight to the raisin because we have so little water.
Yeah, it's right. Dry. Yeah.
Everything we make goes straight to a wrinkle.
Yeah, wow. We started with a vineyard, then it ended up, it was a raisin crop pretty much like she says. But we're very impressed what you got going here. But what's your money crop? Like, what do you farm here just to get the main?
You know, cashola? Cherry tomatoes grow really good here.
Cherry tomatoes grow good everywhere.
That's the balcony vegetable.
Exactly. That's what bachelor alcoholics grow.
That doesn't mean that, you know. Just because everybody can grow them doesn't mean it's not special that I grow them.
We cut to Mookie inside the farm. Dude, they figured you out. You're a bachelor farmer, man.
I told you we didn't need to grow this much dill, man. There's just not that much demand in the whole USA.
I know. It started as kind of a hobby. Like, this girl I was dating got me like a little one of those little packets of dill. You know, it comes in the pack with seeds, and you put it in a little box, and then it just kind of was easy. You know, you just kind of set it and forget it, and I don't know. I kept growing it, and then
you don't have to tell us, man. We're your hands. People
kept coming up to me and saying, "I can't believe you grew that much dill." And those many cherry tomatoes. And so I don't know, I guess I started saying, hey, come by the farm as kind of a joke. And now it's like I'm trying to sell this stuff and it's kind of an industry for me. And just, I apologize, guys. I didn't want this to happen.
Why are you apologizing? Like, let you're a farmer. Just say it, man. You're a farmer.
Look, you're a bachelor farmer. You know, that basil you got growing in the kitchen. Right. Only a bachelor could grow it like that.
Yeah, I make caprese salads when I have a girl over. I go, it's basil from the garden and tomatoes from the garden.
But it's more that you keep calling it a garden. You have acres and acres.
From the farm.
Fields.
From the farm. God, sorry.
But that's the thing, man. You're just doing it to impress. You're growing acres of mint.
Yeah.
Just to put it in a drink for one girl, like maybe twice a month.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you guys. Ever since this whole farm thing started, I've been a little confused as to kind of what's happening and what we're talking about and stuff like that.
We cut to this farmer on his next date.
I was thinking maybe after dinner we could go back to my place and I could make us a caprese salad.
So you want to leave dinner, then go back to your place and have more dinner?
Yeah. Or I can make us like a cocktail that has like, I have like basil infused vodka. I could make us a fun little cocktail.
I mean, I've been liking the whole night. I go back to your place, but I don't need the salad.
Okay. Well, I'll just do the cocktail then. I just have a lot of basil to use up. So like.
His place, and we do see there's already a salad mixings out and also drink mixings out.
Oh, look at all this stuff out. Isn't that neat?
You keep saying that, but you say it's out, but I've been here for like 20 minutes and you keep going like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom, and then new stuff keeps appearing. And like your shoes are more and more dirty every time and you're sweating. Like, are you going out and getting stuff? Because we don't need to do this. I've already told you I'm down to just... Let's go straight to the bedroom. Starting a new forward aspect of my life, and I'm ready to just get right down to business. I want to have sex with you. Let's just do it.
Okay. Have you ever smelled chocolate mint?
What are you talking about?
Here, take this and rub it on your fingers and then smell.
Okay. It's we cut really to
her
strong.
With her friends later that weekend.
Yeah. So everybody take as much as you want. He gave me
this is so much. This is more than there is at the farmer's market.
Well, he gave me all this stuff, but I can tell you what he did not give me, and that was his sex. He did not give me sex.
He did not give you his sex?
What? He did not give me his sex at all.
He took you all the way back to his farm?
Yes.
You guys didn't have sex?
You didn't have sex, but you have a sedan full of dill?
Yeah, he gave me this dill. He gave me these cherry tomatoes, which I'm going to be honest with you, are a little bit too soft. He gave me all this chocolate mint stuff.
Cut to their second date. Hey, I'm glad you came to hang out with me again.
I'm going to be honest with you. All my friends told me not to.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, I just decided that, you know, I at least give things two chances. So right. This is your second chance.
I appreciate that.
Hey guys,
that.
As your waitress, I just wanted to bring you, we're doing a treat tonight, Tuesday's basil night. So I got you some homemade basil drinks. There you go.
What farm was the basil sourced from?
Oh, I think it's just our back patio, you know, the restaurant. Basil's a weed, essentially. So.
That's okay. Actually, can you send those back? And can you just make me like a shot of vodka and maybe like a side of like a glass of sparkling water and like maybe like just a cocktail mixer? I have some basil in my pocket.
Okay.
Thank you. No, I know you brought those two cocktails just without asking us if we wanted them. How do you know that we're not like alcoholics? And you know what I mean? It's just like, I appreciate it. It's nice of you to come up and give us a free drink, but I'm like, you should ask. Don't just like, you know what I mean? What if you came? I'm allergic to peanut butter. What if you came up and you were like, hi, it's peanut butter night. Here's a big bowl of peanut butter. Like I would die.
Yeah, I guess we didn't have the consent talk at work. So I didn't know it would be this big a deal that you had to consent to an alcoholic beverage in a bar.
It's not that big a deal. I'm just, wow.
The other side of town, completely different set of people. It's the Cheesecake Factory. I'm back in the kitchen. Okay, guys, tonight's peanut butter night. All right.
Yes.
Free peanut butter night. Joking. Can't sneak this up on people, though. A lot of people are allergic to peanut butter. But do push the peanut butter tonight, okay?
Yeah. Because
the truth is we're trying to get rid of all the old peanut butter from the year that we're not using in all the cheesecake recipes, okay? So push the peanut butter, just whatever they order, suggest you want a little bit of peanut butter on that. It's free tonight because it's peanut butter night. Be careful. Be careful out there and have fun tonight. Keep it cheesy.
Hey guys, how we doing tonight? You liking that bread?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
we got your waters coming in just a second. And hey, I got a question for you. And feel free to answer honestly. Hey, who likes peanut butter?
Actually, I really haven't had peanut butter since I was a kid. It's like a high allergy.
Well, so you're due.
No, I'm not pregnant.
No, I mean, you're due for eating some peanut butter.
Oh, no, actually, we came for the steak. You guys are known to have a great steak at
the Cheesecake
Factory.
You know what goes great on a steak?
A1 sauce. I love A1 sauce.
That's one thing that goes great on a steak, but
that's what I'll have.
I'll have
you're at Cheesecake Factory. Pepper. Hold on. Can you guys let me finish talking?
Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
Pepper, but a big old smear of peanut butter. Have you ever thought of that? Have you thought of like salty and sweet kind of together?
Okay, please don't do that.
What?
Don't put any peanut butter on my steak.
I'm not going to just put any on there without your consent.
Peppercorn sauce and A1 sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if I gave you a little side of peanut butter and you could dip a little bite in and kind of tell
me. Hey, excuse me, waiter. I do not know. I don't mean to interrupt here, but I just have to say that recommendation that you gave me with peanut butter with my steak. Oh, it was the best mixture of food that I've ever had. Thank you for that great recommendation. I would have never eaten it without it, but now I will never not have peanut butter on my steak again.
Excuse me. Can you step away from our table? Maybe tell him this.
Can you believe that just happened? Some random guy from across the restaurant came over and said about peanut butter.
That Isn't man's that mustache meat? Looks like it's made of peanut butter.
It is. And you know why it is?
I don't.
Because that's what happens when you eat our peanut butter. If everyone wants to leave with peanut butter mustaches, just whatever you tell me what you want. What's your greatest fantasy in the whole world?
I mean, to fill up my vagina with, well, peanut butter.
Okay.
And have my lover, a longtime lover, not a stranger, give me cunnilingus.
That's interesting that it had to do with peanut butter specifically, but yeah, I mean, we can make that happen.
You made me go there in my fantasies. I have a lot of fantasies.
Oh.
That's one of them that happens to be peanut butter filled.
So then why don't I just bring you out a bowl of peanut butter and just see what happens? Is it your anniversary?
No.
Oh. Okay.
So rude.
How dare you assume that we are celebrating an anniversary together?
I don't know.
So weird.
Weirdo. We're just friends. We have different fantasies.
Okay.
Yes, we're just friends.
All right. What's your fantasy?
Okay.
Business.
Well, I kind of want to share now that you guys have been sharing.
Go ahead.
I would like to have an intimate relationship with The Rock when he's in character. And I'd like that to happen on almond butter. So we can like lay in the butter together, smushing. Maybe there's cunnilingus. Maybe I don't even need it because his voice could be enough, you know?
Yeah, sure. It would vibrate enough.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Listen,
you're
peanut
so
butter.
Lucky you got both of our fantasies when you should be placing those steak orders.
Yeah, with pepper.
Listen, they're in, okay? I'm just asking if I can zhuzh it up a little bit for you. Listen, peanut butter, if you close your eyes, kind of and think about almond butter, kind of tastes like almond butter. And we have a signed headshot of The Rock on the hallway to the bathroom. He filmed something here once. Oh. And he took a picture with the staff from before I worked here, which sucks. So
I thought that was a Vin Diesel poster. That's The Rock.
We cut to the day this guy was hired. And congratulations, you're the new waiter. It seems like there's a lot of excitement today, but The Rock was here just yesterday filming. He filmed
Are you serious?
For a week.
The movie star?
It was amazing. Yeah, who else?
The wrestler?
The Rock was here. Yeah, it was a movie about wrestling too, so he was doing wrestling moves and being a movie star at the same time. It was amazing.
That's really cool for you guys. I just have to say this, just to get it off my chest. I'm really pissed right now.
That's not a good way to start.
I'm really freaking pissed right now because he's one of my favorite actors. He's the highest paid actor in all of Hollywood, which is just,
that's
I think
why
it's
so you
cool.
like him.
It's one of the reasons I like him. I just kind of respect his hustle.
Reason?
I respect his hustle. I do. He's a businessman first. And I was going to come here yesterday.
Okay.
For
anyway,
my
guys,
interview.
The specials today is the chicken marsala.
I was going to come here yesterday for the interview.
Hey guys, I'm just picking
too
up
much
my
peanut
last
butter.
Check. Hey guys.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Check.
Great. I'm shooting with The Rock today. I guess
what?
This is my replacement. Yeah, he wants me to be in his movie.
So cool. What a life.
I know.
That's crazy. It's also really funny because you and this new guy look so much alike. It's like, if you were here, it probably could have been you.
Oh, look at you guys standing next to each other. You're like twins.
Oh my God, we are. You could have been me working with The Rock, but instead you're me in the history of working at this restaurant.
Yeah. The thing is that...
Almost gave the check to the wrong person.
I had a stomachache. That's okay. You guys keep... I had a stomachache because I ate too much peanut butter and I didn't come for an interview yesterday. And I'm really freaking pissed about that.
The Rock loves that.
The happiest place on Earth.
My family, we went to Disney. So I'm going to give the Disney report because that's a good vacation destiny. Not just for children. In my mind, unfortunately. No, I'm kidding. You can go there if you're not a child. But I'll get to that point. But we had a great time. When's the last time you guys went to Disney? Everyone should go to Disney, I'd say, at least once every 10 years, just for the good of their soul. I mean that, too.
It was probably 10 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's about time, Mookie.
All right.
Get back for the resistance ride alone. Mm. You too, Monica? It's been like 10 years?
Actually, no. Now that I think about it, I think I went last summer because a friend worked for Disney. So she got us in free and I was like, I'll go.
That's cool. Ronnie?
Yeah. I know somebody who is able to get free passes for Disney because they work for ABC. So I think the last time I went was like 2018, 2019, somewhere around one of those.
Okay. So you guys haven't been back for the Star Wars. Have you, Brett?
No, I haven't been in forever. I'm dying to go to the Star Wars one.
Yeah. I saw the Star Wars one. I was there for Star Wars walking
Did
around.
Did they have Resistance up?
They had, like, I went in the restaurant. They had all the little Muppety type characters.
It's all real, but yes, I know what you mean. Once you're there, it has to be all real. You got to suspend disbelief. That's okay. I'll talk about that first. My daughter, she's in this fascinating period right now where she's very excited to see the Disney characters walking around. She knows that that's not Mickey Mouse. She knows there's a person in that costume, but she's still very excited to see them. And we went to breakfast at this place where they walk around and you can get their autographs. And she got Mickey, Minnie, Chip, and Dale's autograph. And she was very excited about those moments. So what is that? Isn't that an interesting time? You know what I mean? Like you don't believe, and maybe the last time she went, or at least the time before that, she did believe that was Mickey Mouse. Like that was Mickey Mouse and Goofy walking around and actually coming to her table. And she was excited then too.
Is she rationalizing it in some way? Like I thought Santa was real and that he hired people to look like him to work at the malls. Like, is there something in her brain where she's like, they're connected to Chip and Dale, but they're too busy. So this guy's
going to... Well, the Santa's an interesting analog, but with Santa, I think she's known, or not known, but her belief system is that the guys at the mall are not Santa. Like, I think exactly what you just said. They're sent there to kind of do his work at the mall, but there is a real Santa somewhere. She doesn't believe there's a real Mickey somewhere, and I'm not sure she ever has. Because Mickey's not like Santa. But when she came to Disney for the first time, there's Mickey walking around and she goes, oh my God, that's Mickey. You know what I mean? But now it's like she knows it's a human, but she's still totally excited to get that autograph.
Well, is it like the idea that like if you ever go to Vegas and you see like a really good Elvis impersonator, it's like, I know that's not Elvis, but it's still like, man, but it's a really fucking decent Elvis. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Trying to remember like being a kid with that kind of stuff and it sort of feeling like I do kind of believe that Santa is real. I do kind of believe that that is Mickey Mouse, but like, I also don't want the grownups to think that I'm a baby and believe in that. So I kind of go like, I know it's not real. And then in my mind, I'm like, it is though.
That sounds messed up, man. Like,
you know, just confused. And then I go, no, I know it's not real. And then I go back and lay on my pillow and go, it is real. I know it is. And it'll be proven to me one day. That's my theory.
Well, here's another one. I'm going to put another layer on this. So, you know, we're walking. And she also likes to spot him, as we all do, and go, you know, oh, there's the wolf. And even when I point to the wolf, I don't even know what the wolf is from. What the fuck is the wolf from?
Little Red
Some
Riding
movie.
Hood?
Huh?
Little Red Riding Hood?
Maybe. I don't think so, unless that was a recent Disney movie. Like, I think it's going to be some Disney character. But, you know, we're all excited to spot something. Maybe it's from Alice in Wonderland. No, is there a wolf?
I mean, what if it's just like, hey, we have this wolf costume back here. We don't use it. Like, just put it on. Like, hey, Mickey, the guy who's in the Mickey costume, he can't make it to work today. Nobody can fit his costume. He has it with him. We only got the wolf, so we need at least four animals out there. So just throw the wolf costume on and fuck it.
When I did Singing Telegrams in Chicago, that's what the purple gorilla was. If they couldn't afford a theme, which costs more, like the Kissing Bandit or whatever the movie was at the time, they got the purple gorilla. Yeah, they just want the $50 purple gorilla.
Hey, Ronnie. We're putting you in the wolf costume today. I know that you're usually our Goofy or our Pluto.
Come on, man. I've been working all night on my Goofy. Oh, Yoko, Goofy. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
all
you're not
night.
Supposed to be, just a reminder, you're not supposed to be talking, making any kind of sound when you're walking around.
I got to give them the real Goofy experience, but that's the whole point. If I do it really good, people really feel that I'm Goofy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know. And I have had to remind you of that a few times. But listen, we're a little overstaffed today. We want to get you out there. We want to get your hours. We want to get you paid. So you're putting on the wolf costume. I know it's not a Disney property, but, you know, just go out there and, you know, do what feels right. You know, just don't forget our rules and our guidelines.
Well, then, how does the wolf talk?
Well, I don't know. Why don't I ask you?
Okay.
Again, oh, so I can minimal talk talking wolf, if you as... can, but just, you know, whatever you think, whatever
we
you
cut
kind
to
of...
out in the park. Look, Mom, there's the wolf.
Oh, okay.
What? There's the wolf. There he is.
Yeah.
Hello, I want to suck your blood.
Oh
my God, he's talking.
A vampire wolf, not a wolverine, not a werewolf, but a vampire wolf.
What movie are you from?
Huh?
What movie are you from? None of the other characters will talk to me. I'm so excited you talk to me. And actually, now you look more like a fox. You a fox or a wolf?
No, it's definitely a wolf. I'm definitely a wolf.
Get back to the office. Okay, Ronnie.
Man, this kid was asking so many...
When they said... Go ahead.
No, I just want to say that they were asking so many questions and, I didn't want to break the kid's imagination. So I don't know.
Don't you do improv? Didn't you invite me to one of your improv shows a while ago?
Yeah, I did. But my theater is closed, so I haven't had time to really work on it as much as I would like
to. Cut to Ronnie's old improv show. Hey, guys. So we are... What the heck?
And we want to suck your blood.
We cut to after the show. What the fuck, man? I'm so sick of that shit out on stage. Whatever we do, you want to suck someone's blood.
I think it's...
Stop pulling that out, man.
We're doing short form, man. Respect the art.
Okay, look, I feel like I'm a little bit confined. You know, I'm a
fine. You do the suck your blood thing every time.
Yeah, but I do.
Blind line. You had to pick up a piece of paper and read a song lyric, and you just said the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, but after a certain amount of times, the laughs got different. You know, isn't that what we get into this board for? Different laughs. You want the same laugh every time,
dude? You're the one that wants the same laugh every time. 3 years ago, you got a huge laugh.
Hey guys, sorry, just when you're back here in the green room, can you please keep it down? Let me hear you out in the audience. Thank you. Just be respectful of the team that's on stage right now. Thanks,
Dad. Thanks for letting us use the space, Dad.
Yep, no problem.
Yeah, that show you did 3 years ago, Ronnie, where you had that one hit line about sucking blood, you need to let it go. You're more than that one thing.
But he's stuck in the reverie about that night. And we cut to the reverie where he's back in the bar after that show. Ronnie, great line on stage, man. Tonight, I want to suck your blood. Hey, what are you drinking?
Blood.
I'll get you a Bloody Mary. Hey, Bloody Mary for my friend Ronnie. The hit of the show.
Man, I'm to,
cut to like a year earlier than that when there he's at dinner or drinks with some coworkers. Dude, that's so funny. Earlier at work today when you said like, I want to suck your blood, like kind of quietly after like that client left or whatever. Dude, you're funny. You should do improv.
Yeah, man. That was funny.
Comedy. You're like the funniest guy in our work friend group.
Are you serious?
Totally. Yeah. You should totally do it.
You should. I mean, you already wear a hoodie all the time. It looks great.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But do that bit because that's funny, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like, I would say the first improv show you do, you should just say, you should like find a way to say that like as soon as possible. We'll come to the show.
Yeah, it's a great skit. It's a great skit.
We'll fill the whole audience with like people at our work.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be, oh, honestly, I know I'm the wild one of us. So I think I'm going to do it.
Let's talk some more about that.
All right. So I have a few observations. First off, speaking of Goofy, fuck Goofy's Air School. Do you guys know Goofy's Air School?
No.
Brett, can you? No, you're not set up to look up kind of stuff. But Goofy's Air School is one. Okay, there's a couple of, there's different kinds of rides, folks. And one is the herky-jerky kind of ride. Like, you know, some, like Space Mountain is not herky-jerky. It's just, it's fast. And the Cars ride is not herky-jerky. It's just goes up and down and fast. Indiana Jones, it's herky-jerky. Mm. You're inside like this mining car. Do you guys know what I mean by herky jerky? It's like goes, it wrenches your spine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I recently went to Six Flags, I want to say. Don't get me, like, well, here's the actual thing is I am not great on roller coasters.
Me neither, go ahead.
And I can ride roller coasters up to a certain point. And then after that, like, I'm totally sick. My head is like, and what I realize now is that I probably have to take Dramamine if I'm going to go. Cause I think I have like, I get like, motion sickness. That's sure. What we found out. So it was interesting because, you know, whenever we went to places like Disneyland or whatever, there's always these long waits. So it's always like a long wait. So by the end of the night, you've maybe ridden like five rides, maybe four, right? four or five rides, even though you've been there for like 8 hours or whatever.
Yes.
But so we went to Six Flags on like a regular Thursday. And so it's, and you know, this time. So it's like you're almost have free reign. So it was too many rides too fast. Like it's like when you have your pick of the litter of being like, oh, we can go on this ride, we can go on this ride. So I was immediately sick because we were riding rides so quick and so fast within one another. I was like, oh, so when you say herky jerky, like those ones, like the Cars one, I can go through and it's like you said, it's just fast. So you're like, oh, yeah. But like the herky jerky ones, those fuck me up really quick. I'm like, oh, shit. So if I get on, if about the third one of those, I'm like, I'm sitting down like a shell of myself, like like cold sweats. Like, but I'm also like, no, we're going to finish this. I'm not going to leave. We're going to ride more rides. Like, as opposed to being like, we should go home. I'm like, no, we're going to ride more rides. I'm going to get through this. It's fun, but it's also the worst. So
the last time I went to Six Flags was like, I mean, it was probably over 10 years ago, but like, you know, there's like, the rides where you're standing up and when you hit the bottom of the loop, like all the blood rushes to your legs and like your calves are sore and like you get nauseous. And there was one that was like G-force that made you almost pass out. Like literally leaving Six Flags was like, oh, my entire body is like abused and like tired and like drained of all its energy. Like it was like I felt disgusting. I was like, I'll never do that again. I feel awful, like physically awful.
Okay, guys, we've done everything. We did all the major rides. We did everything except for, Mr. Teacup. Just the kids ride Mr. Teacup. So let's just go.
We said we'd do all the rides. We said we'd do this, so we gotta do it.
Really? It's just Mr. Teacup.
Yeah. Hey, man, look. I just threw up in that trash can over there, so I'm reinvigorated, man. Let's ride this Mr. Teacup, man. We made this vow. We promised Tony on his deathbed that we would ride every ride.
You don't have to guilt me, man.
I'm just saying, a promise is a promise.
On his deathbed after the last time we went to Six Flags. It fucked his body up so badly that he died. He died several days later.
Yeah. So should maybe we take that as a lesson?
I don't
to
know, man.
Finish what he started. It's a lesson to finish what he started. Right. My appendix has been swollen for days, and I think this ride might make it burst, but I'm going to do it for him. He's dead.
Yeah.
And so they mosey up to the Mr. Teacup line, and we see a couple of the workers talking.
I don't know. We should probably just shut it down. It's acting a little weird.
Hi, are you...
What's going on? We're about to shut this down.
Can we just, four of us, just hop in one of the teacups, please, as quickly as possible?
I really think we should shut it down. It's acting a little weird.
Hey, man, I don't want to go into the story, man, but just know that it's really important that we ride this last ride.
Yeah. Okay. Man, just let us in that chamomile cup over there, the beige one. Just let the three of us just...
You can even just, spin it around just like a couple times and just
Will you guys spin it? Have you never been on the teacup before? The whole thing spins.
And then we spin our own individual.
All right, Beowulf. These guys want to go on it.
I told you we should shut it down.
All right, so they have a story and I don't want to hear the story.
Right, we Everybody can't get in until has they open the gate for here. Us.
Let's climb the gates. We could climb these gates.
Yeah, let's just climb the gate. Come on, let's go.
I'm climbing it.
Climbing the gate. Hey, you can't do that.
I'm in the cup.
Reach over and hit that start button. That big red one.
It's a sparking.
Oh, God. Tony would want this.
It's for you, Tony.
My organs are starting to melt.
They spin around and faster and faster and faster. And all of a sudden this golden light forms in the middle of the teacup and it envelops them. And like, there's this flash and all of a sudden they wake up from being blacked out and the entire park is empty except for them.
What the? Whoa.
Wait, is this heaven?
I don't know. It just looks like an empty amusement park.
Wait, guys, look over there. Hey, it's me, Tony.
Tony, oh my God.
Tony Danza, your best friend.
Oh, man. Did we go back in time to when you were alive?
Yeah, no. You guys are all dead like me, and now we can ride rides forever.
Let's talk some more about that.
My wolf, it was a fox, now I come to think of it, had to be a red fox. My red fox... not Red Fox, but my
you big dummy out there just like,
oh my God, there's my favorite curmudgeon. Be mean to me. I see him coming up, this guy. I see him with a stroller coming off of, what's the princess ride? Or is it just called the princess ride? It doesn't matter. But I see him and I'm like, no, it can't be him because no one's mobbing him. But then I see this couple looking at him and I'm like, is that Giannis? And they're like, uh-huh. The Greek freak, NBA wow. MVP in Disneyland. And then I was like, it was like he was Mickey Mouse to me. And Danielle, I'm waiting for, you know, Danielle and Sydney. They come out. I'm like, we got to go this way. She's like, why? I'm like, let's just go this way. She's like, why? What are we looking for? I'm like, there he is. Who? Look. You see that big black guy? That big handsome black guy? And she points to some other guy. I'm like, no. The big handsome one. The one that looks like you should be on television.
Was there a bigger guy than him? Like, how would you?
Well, you know what? I think it was his dad was the other one.
No, I think his dad is dead. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aww. Like, his whole thing is like, we do it for our father or something like this.
Oh, really?
So the legacy. When they're talking about I am my father's legacy, I think is this thing.
Well, maybe so it was his wife's dad.
But he was
part of the family.
Yeah, maybe. It's probably that.
he was there with his family.
And he has 9 brothers, so.
Oh, yeah? It was a tall family, I'll say that, too. But anyway, I was being the guy come up to me, and I wasn't looking for an autograph, but when we walked by him, this is so lame, but I'll say it anyway. this is a weird tangent, too, but so... He's on the Bucks, right? Mm-hmm. Sydney, my daughter, is named after Sidney Moncrief, which is one of the Bucks' first big NBA stars. So as I'm walking by, I'm like, you see that little girl? She's named after Sidney Moncrief. That's my random thing to say to him. And he goes, and he's eating like a corn dog. I got his attention. He goes, really? So that's how that was my way of getting an autograph with a Disney character was running by Giannis and yelling this weird brag.
Did you when you said it, did you stop or was it like you never stopped moving as you said it? Even as he was responding, you were still moving.
He was in a slow roll with a large entourage. And he also had some chaperone there from Disney taking them around, obviously. Mm-hmm. But no one's moving fast. So in other words, we're not like cruising by them, but like mm-hmm. we're all kind of walking slowly next to each other. Mm-hmm. But I did catch up with him on purpose. Mm-hmm. The same way people... will follow certain characters. Like they'll spot Winnie the Pooh and then you'll see people like run in to find out where he's going to stop and start his autograph line.
Mm. That's funny. Like I find my, it is funny to be like, I find myself to be very good at when people have masks on, being able to recognize who people are. Mm-hmm. Like rather than I know them or that maybe, you know, they're more a celebrity or something. And I was walking into a Ralph's and the person coming out of the Ralph's, they had a mask on, but I could tell that it was Adam Scott. Right. And when we talk about lame, here's the thing. I think Adam Scott is great. I would never sit here and say, oh, I'm a huge fan of Adam Scott. Like, to even have the urge to even say something to him would be silly.
Okay.
But as he was coming out, I think part of me just wanted to know that I was right.
Yes.
Like, to be like, that's oh, fair. That was him. So that's as fair. I was walking in, it was decided as being like, oh, man, loved you in Severance. Now, mind you, I still have not seen Severance. Not a single episode.
Oh, yes.
You know? But just the idea of just like, I had to say something. I don't want to impose on them. I'm just kind of breezing by them. You know, just want to say something. You know what I mean? It was like such a, so when we talk about lameness, it's like you could have just easily not said anything. thing. But is there something about
I appreciate
that?
The wanting to know if you're right too. That was more than the wanting to connect with celebrity. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. Yeah. It was more so the notion of just being like, this is him, right? I want to know that I'm right about this.
I did that too recently at South by Southwest. You guys know Strand of Oaks, Brett? You know Strand of Oaks? Look him up right now.
Okay.
So I can't even think of his fucking real name. Sorry, Strand of Oaks. Is it Andy? But I've invited him to be on our show. He's a musician and pretty big on the indie scene, right? He also, well, anyway, I see this guy looks like a biker at the airport. Yeah. You guys see this, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Except for he has on a very glittery jacket there. Give it more like, yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah. That's not the one that Besser likes. Yeah, I like this.
Well,
version.
I mean, I'm telling you what I saw him in.
Now I get it.
Sure.
What I saw him in, he looked like a Hell's Angel. And I go, but he had a mask on too. I'm like, I think that's him. But I just wanted to be right. Mm-hmm. So I just went, Strand Oaks. I just want to be right. I just went Strand Oaks. Just to see if he'd turn, right? And he did. And I went, hey, man. Because I can't remember what his fucking name is. He's a real friendly dude. He's like, hey, man. And we've connected on Twitter, I guess. And he's in a fucking TV show because that where he plays a Hell's Angel kind of guy. That's why he was at the airport traveling to LA.
I think it's also funny. There's also something funny about a single musician who has like a band name. Where it's like, you know, like where it's like, oh, it's not me going like, all right, my real name is Ryan, but, you know, I go by the name of Stardust or something, whatever. It's like, you know,
a lot of people have been on the show. We've had White Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'd love to have Bright Eyes. I'd love to have Granddaddy. I mean, I kind of like it.
Strand of Oaks sounds like a band. Like some of those you could kind of go like, oh, okay, that could be like White Buffalo could be just a single person.
Okay.
But like when it's like, oh dude, I'm Strand of Oaks. I'm Tame Impala. I'm, you know, and it's just like one person.
Is Tame Impala one person?
Essentially. Okay. I mean, I think it was a, I think more so than now than anything, I think the guy who's the singer, I'm forgetting his name right now. Like, I think it's Kevin.
Exactly.
Or something. Like, I think with each thing, he makes it more and more clear that he is the head of this thing. Like, it's more just like, oh, like, I do this and then
do
I
you know car seat headrest?
I'm familiar with the name.
Well, this.
He, first off, that's a great name. And he's just some dude. I'm pretty sure it started in his bedroom, just making shit on his computer. So it was just him. And these guys all tour with bands. But yeah, he is car seat headrest.
So funny.
So I've decided that I'm going to go buy a new stage name.
Oh, all right, sweetie. I'm excited. That'd
yeah,
be great.
Yeah. So, you know, right now I perform as, you know, Dan Bailey. That's just my name.
Yeah. And people call you Daniel. So it's weird. It doesn't make sense already. Yeah.
Yeah. It already is kind of confusing. And I know, I want to stand out. You know, I'm trying to get this music career off the ground. And so right now, me as a solo artist, I'm going to now be referred to as Whiskey Jug and his band of Merry Strings.
Yeah, okay, sweetheart. I really want to support you. It's just that sounds like a lot of people and you're just one little
What man. Sounds like a lot of people?
Whiskey Jugs and all these strings?
Whiskey Jug and his band of Merry Strings.
So you can start playing the violin? And add like, because you're saying you have string instruments.
No, I'm a singer-songwriter and I play guitar. And
the strings had nothing to do with Starbucks. All right, order up whiskey jugs and his merry band of strings.
Band of merry strings.
What's that? Band of merry strings?
Whiskey jug and his band of merry strings.
Hey,
and
man, you might just want to tell her by your name is Jug. Like, we make a reservation.
Listen, or get I just a came coffee in here. Made,
okay?
Yeah, I just whiskey came in jug here.
And band of merry strings.
I just came in here to use the bathroom and ask if you guys would let me play here sometime, and you made me buy a coffee to get a bathroom token.
Excuse me, are you Whiskey Jugs in the band of merry strings?
Am I Whiskey? No, I'm Whiskey Jug and the band and his band of merry strings.
I'm Merry Strings, and I keep getting tagged in IG posts about you, some guy who just sings with a guitar. So could you change your name? Because I'm...
Your name is Merry Strings?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. M-E-R-R-Y.
So we cut to this same Starbucks 2 weeks later where he indeed got a gig, Whiskey Jug and his band of Merry Strings, and he starts his first song.
Hey, everybody. I'm Whiskey Jug and his band of Merry Strings.
Wait a minute. Where's Merry Strings?
There are six Merry Strings. She's upon great. This guitar.
Yeah, I know Merry Strings from college. I came out to support. Where is she at?
She's a great celloist. Where is she?
She's not. She has nothing to do with this solo act. It's just me, folks.
But what have you done with her? Name? Did you do something to her?
No, I'm not using her name. I am Whiskey Jug and his band of Merry Strings. That's the entire name.
Where is she though? Name. Where's Merry Strings? She has a huge fan base.
I don't know that lady. I just met her the other day at the Starbucks, and
this sounds like the start of a weird Netflix documentary where you've taken her and you're scamming everybody.
Listen, she came up to me and was sort of...
Oh, you do know her.
I don't know
Merry Strings.
You don't like cats either, do you? I bet you were a cat murderer as a child, and now you're going to murder Merry Strings.
Well, I don't like cats, but I never murdered one. I'm a dog person.
All serial killers don't like cats.
Literally, the song I'm about to sing is called Dog Person.
Okay, let's give him a chance.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Little boy with spots all over his tail, sitting at the bottom of the stairs.
I feel thinking so things weird that about I listening never to this guy. Merry Strings is missing.
I know.
This is bullshit. Thinking fuck this about song.
How much he loves to run.
Loves what? To run away from field, murdered bodies like
running
Mary
through Strings? That field. Can you guys? Sorry, I'm running through that field. Running through that field.
Her body's in a when field.
When he come back, the spots ain't there no more. The spots ain't there no more because the spots are...
Oh, my God, he's covering up blood spots.
Oh God. He's admitting to
when I think everything of my boy, in his song. My little boy, I think about the life he had and the life that he's got right now.
He's talking about his penis. His little boy.
Hey, also, does he kind of sound like the guy that sings that I Love L.A. song?
Randy Newman?
We yeah, he kind of has like a Randy Newman style vocal. I don't know.
Man, the dog run across the field.
Let's talk some more about that.
I hated that song.
Yeah, because you liked his other stuff, his less popular stuff, right?
I feel like I should, because every documentary I fucking watch refers to him like he's a genius, but that song really... I'll give Brett a chance to speak on this. I feel like he's the music expert. Should I like Randy Newman?
Yes. Yeah, you definitely should. He is kind of a genius. And also like as a film composer too, but just as a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody, especially if you were like an artist before, like a popular artist, or just even somebody who was just like making a living as a musician in before the 80s, I think everybody has been like an 80s thing that's like, and then we jumped the shark and it was a hit, you know, like.
Well, I hated Bruce Springsteen because of Born in the USA for a long time. I wouldn't give him a chance.
The album or just the song?
That song, I really hated that song.
Very America thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think Springsteen is very much an America guy. I know he was popular around the world and I'm Canadian, but it just wasn't someone that was on the radio a ton. And then whenever we would road trip and come to the States, there was like Springsteen everywhere on the radio.
And Brett's going to say Born in the USA is the opposite of that message, probably, and that we should like it for that reason.
Yeah, I think that's the thing.
Springsteen
is to me, it's like kind of like, I guess, also like the Beastie Boys, like beforehand, meaning just like the people who love him, he probably has the least in common with. Like the people who are like zealots of like Springsteen, just that Americana, I'm American, I'm this type of thing, that they probably got to a conversation, they kind of be like, man, he's a lot more liberal than I thought he would be. You know, like, it's like that same thing. Yeah. It's like early Beastie Boys being like, oh, like these frat guy type of things. And then if you've ever seen any documentary, they're like, yeah, we hated everybody that was our fans. And like, we were not the guys that he wanted us to be. Da, da, da. And I think it's that same vibe. That's what I get.
Isn't like I Love L.A. by Randy Newman, like it's ironic he like doesn't love LA. Isn't that the whole thing about that song? Where it's like making fun of LA and
American Woman's the same, where it's like all about hating an American woman.
American Woman. Really?
But then they become these anthems of the thing that they're making fun of because people don't understand that they're
that's the song where he goes through every big city, right? And he goes, Chicago, right?
Yeah.
That's the part I really hate in it. I don't think I can even focus on the rest of it.
And it's We Love It, right? Doesn't he do that? Yeah.
That's probably one of those things that's like, you know how the label comes to me like, hey, we need something or whatever. And he's like, he has all these songs that are really close to his like heart of like, this is what I want. And they're like, Randy, we're not fucking with any of that. We need something like that. So like as a thing to spite him, he's like, all right, I'm going to write the dumbest, biggest song, like thinking it's not going to go anywhere. Like, oh, I'm going to, you know, like almost I'm sticking it to him. And then it becomes this huge, massive success. And he's like, fuck.
I was always confused if California Girls was saying that California Girls are the best, or that he wished all the other girls would come to California because they were the best.
Wish they all could be California Girls.
Yeah, like it could be him traveling around and being like, damn, I wish these girls were in California.
He could have just added an in California and really solved this.
Yeah.
In California. You could slip that in, not fuck up the rhythm.
We cut to the audience of a Randy Newman concert near the end of the concert where they know he's going to play that song. Hey, guys, can I ask you a favor? Since I bought the tickets and everything, mm-hmm. I know this is kind of a big favor considering the song he's probably going to sing pretty soon. When he sings I Love L.A. and then he goes around and then he starts singing every other city, he's going to sing our city eventually, Little Rock. Can we not go, we love it? I just feel like such sheep.
I really do love Little Rock, you know?
It's like a
nice neighborhood. Our kids all go to the same school. We went to the same high school. Imagine us still friends.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm the first foreman in my family. And Little Rock gave me that opportunity. Like, I love Little Rock.
Yeah.
I love it, too. That's why I feel like the song is patronizing. I know when he goes to Memphis, he's not going to sing Little Rock. He's only going to sing Little Rock and Little Rock. I'm pretty sure Little Rock is not in the recorded version of the song. So I think it's just patronizing and we look like simps.
Hey, man, this sounds just like your argument for letting the players kneel, right? Like if we don't say I love it, then it's almost saying that we don't love it. Us not saying we love it is a protest to saying that we don't love it. And I love Little Rock. I have to say I love it. What if everybody else around us is saying I love it and I'm not saying I love it? They look at me and they go, commie, I don't want that.
Okay, let's say we love Little Rock now, before the song.
You did this when, like, New York State of Mind, and instead he's saying Little Rock State of Mind. You got really mad.
I did. That was such bullshit. The whole rest of the song, he's not talking about Little Rock. And then all of a sudden he's in a Little Rock State of Mind.
Maybe he is, though. Maybe, like, he got here, he saw Don the Foreman, and he saw Quiet Johnny, and he was just like, us three, we get it. We're fun town.
Hey, everybody, I got one more song left to play tonight. You've been a great crowd.
I love Little Rock. I love Little Rock. We love Little Rock. Whatever you sing, we love Little Rock.
You guys are all screaming. I can't hear anything, man. Hey, listen, halfway through the song is when I start shouting out the cities. When you hear your city, scream, I love, we love it.
No, we love it without you. You're patronizing lyrics.
But remember when he sang short people, but he made it tall because Little Rock is full of tall people like
that.
Hey,
buddy, you got about a minute till I get to that part.
The whole point of the song.
Made me feel so special. Tall people.
Look, come on, people around me. Come on, we can be proud of Little Rock without having fucking singing this.
Okay, here we go. Chicago. We love it. Boston.
We love it.
New York.
We love it.
Very nice.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
You see, now he's doing smaller cities than ours. And I guarantee you when he's in Fort Lauderdale, he's not going to be saying Little Rock. Sacramento. They don't even like it.
Okay.
Oh, that's
Cleveland.
Oh, no one's from
Cincinnati.
Cleveland.
Cleveland has their own song.
Alabama, that's a state.
What the fuck? He's reaching and he's out of rhythm now, too.
He's drooling a lot on stage. Do you see his mouth?
He's visibly upset.
Vancouver.
I think he's holding a like whiskey drink with a ton of basil. What is he doing?
It's a whole whiskey jug.
Madrid.
Oh, no. Now he's going.
Jerusalem.
Oh, man.
Wires.
Roger Wires would never do this.
Little Rock.
Oh, shit.
We love it.
Oh, that felt so good. Totally worth it.
Little Rock again.
We love it.
He's never done the same city twice.
He gets it.
Whole
you know?
State of Arkansas.
Whoa, he seems sincere now. We cut to like 20 minutes later. Now he's just listing cities and counties. I think the band's not in there, man.
Yucca Valley. San Fernando Valley.
Different valleys.
Hey, man, we got to unplug your guitar now.
That's okay. I don't even play that thing.
He plays the piano.
We got to remove fine. All instruments from the stage me. Right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Piano out of there.
I just got to get my list here. Don't. The show's not over yet.
Oh, the music stand, which has your list on it. Sorry, bud. I got to
okay, hold on.
We cut to the corner of Hollywood and Vineland like 4 years later, the middle of the day. Oh, check it out. There's Randy Newman. I hear he just fucking says cities now. Let's give him some money. That's hey, crazy. Randy Newman. Will
Gloucester,
you say my
Massachusetts.
City? Oh, that's a big one.
Worcester, Massachusetts. Northampton, Massachusetts.
Hey, do you mind saying my buddy? It's his birthday. He's from Conway. You mind saying where he's from?
I said that.
Bucks.
I said that a while
Conway?
Ago. Yeah.
You can say in front of us.
At least a few months ago.
Hey, be a pal. I'll give you $20 to say Conway again.
Can we do 30?
All right. I'll give you 30
okay.
Bucks.
Okay.
Let's say Conway, Arkansas. Say it all.
Hold on. Let me count it first. 1, 5, asshole. 10, 15, 20, 25, 26, 27, 28.
It's all there.
30. Conway.
Can you say Conway, Arkansas?
Another $30.
Hey, man. That's the deal we made, Randy Newman.
All right. Hold on. Okay. Ow. Okay. Conway, Arkansas.
Yeah. Good.
Cramway, Arkansas. Clongway, Arkansas.
hey, look at that dude over there, like really talking to Randy Newman. That's not even the real Randy Newman.
Oh, he has no idea. Fake Newman.
Yeah, he's like a Randy Newman impersonator over there. And he's like really excited. Like, what is
it? Hey, folks, just remember, if I say your city, say we love it. And if you want to take a picture, it'd be cool if you gave me like $5 or $10.
Let's talk some more about that.
Sometimes people will take a picture with someone and not give them money. Like, what do they think those people are doing?
Yeah.
When tourists. I first got to the city, I don't think I realized that that was the thing, like what it was. Like, because you go up there, it's like in the same way, like back in the day when you walk on Hollywood Boulevard and there's like people like, oh man, take a listen to this, but you don't realize that it's all part of the business of being like, well, now you got it in your hands. That's fine. It's like, what are you talking about? No, I don't, mm-hmm. you know, or like, so even when it was like, oh yeah, cool. Like pictures, like I think if you're coming into it and you kind of think what Hollywood is, you think like, oh, they're employed by Hollywood, right. the, you know, like in this thing,
just
and you don't realize
part of the
like,
general experience.
Yeah.
Like you get like, a lay when you get off the plane in Hawaii.
Right. And you're like, oh yeah. You're like they take pictures because Hollywood pays them to do this. And you're like, oh no, these people are out here on their own. Like skinny yeah. Superman is out here on his own. Like, you know, like, like dusty clothes, Spider-Man. Like all these kind of different, they're all independent contractors working off your tips.
When I first moved here, I lived on Cherokee and Yucca. Nice. So right in Hollywood.
Exactly
and I
where that is.
See those, there's a guy outside my bathroom window who would give tattoos every day and then you'd hear that zzz sound. But I would see those dudes every day go to work and fight. And like, ugh. I would see like the masks come off, the gloves come off, they get into a tussle, and then it would just end, put everything back on and continue walking to work. Like, it's like, they're good at finding peace, I guess. But it was,
and supposedly,
yeah, that was like my hit.
Because I remember articles about this, the Elmo was the worst of them all. Like Elmo was a holy terror. And he would get, and he would get banned. I think, I'm not making this up. I swear to God, there's like a story of Elmo being banned from Hollywood and violence. So he went all the way across country to Times Square and was a nuisance there too. It might not be Elmo, but it's one of them.
Those things, it's, there's nothing. I remember like getting on the train and it's almost kind of intimidating because I remember it was this one guy, like imagine somebody like in a gladiator outfit. Like, and they're legit like 6'5". It was this black dude, legit like 6'5", cut, like in his gladiator outfit. But then like with the kind of eyes, like clearly that's like contacts, but the kind of eyes that are like right. the fucking like really
a snake
scary.
Eye
like,
or something.
Yeah, like those type of things. And he's kind of standing there with like this kind of big, long spear kind of like thing on the train. Like, you know, it is just like just standing there like, and he's probably just going home, but it's like just standing in the train corner, just hella quietly, just like looking like a character from a movie that if you were in that movie, you wouldn't want to fuck with this dude. And it's just being like, this is so weird, man. This is so weird.
We cut to that subway. I'm telling you, I don't think he's from a movie. I mean, I'm a huge movie guy, and that's not Braveheart, and that's no King Arthur movie.
Maybe it's just a movie you haven't seen.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm into the, that's not Game of Thrones. Okay. The original Excalibur, I would know.
Move out of my way.
Oh, all right, man. Sorry. Hey. So what are you trying to say? Are you saying like he's from that time period? Like he came in time or something? Or he's just, what?
Or he might be in some cult right now. Where is that? I don't know. Let's just find out if he's in the movie. Hey, cool armor.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's real too. You want
yeah,
a picture with me?
Yeah, how could it not be?
You guys want to take a picture with me?
On the train?
I'm good. But yeah.
I might if I knew. I'm just curious what movie that's from.
My armor's gold, so obviously.
Oh.
Well, Excalibur silver.
Okay.
I don't know.
Blue contacts, guys. My eyes aren't naturally blue.
Wow.
Got it. Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, are these hints? Are they hints of what movie you're in? Or you're just listings.
I think it's pretty obvious what movie I'm in. I think you can tell top to bottom, tip to toe.
Right. You're kind
of. I will tip you ahead of time. I'll give you $20 for a photo with you if you just tell us without the guessing.
You make it 30?
Everybody went 30 today. All right. Do you guys, I'll have as a 20. You guys got 10?
I don't really want to.
Oh, come on. Let's just, I'm not invested in it.
Fine. Here's 5, but you have to Venmo me back.
That's 25. You guys don't know math? I'm a gladiator now.
No, we know math. Just give us a second.
Let me dig into my sock. Let me dig into my emergency fund.
Ugh. I'm getting sweat money. I'm getting sweaty money. That's a half a cup of water you sweat from that foot every day.
Okay. All right, man. You're asking for $30 on the train. Like, I don't think you have that much room to debate where it comes from.
Come on, pal. Just tell us. There's $27. Just tell us what movie.
5, 6, 20, 5, 3, 4, 5.
It's all there.
It's all here. All right. It's a movie with Sean Connery and
Richard, the man who would be king?
Richard Gere.
That's Sean another
Connery.
One.
Wait, did you say Sean Connery or Sean Gonnery?
I said Connery, but I'm in character, so I think it's probably pronounced Gonnery because of the Scottish, you know?
Yeah, so Sean Connery kind of doesn't exist in the reality of the movie that you're from.
He's the king in it, and Richard Gere is the knight in it who has to battle him in this gladiator-type festival.
I've seen this. It's called the Blue Knight or something like
first
that.
Night. First night.
First night.
Yeah.
First night.
Yeah. Now you want to pick now that you know, right, huh?
Here it is. That's not a huge movie to go around in.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just saying, do movies have to be huge? Like, did anyone know who Spider-Man was? No.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That's one of the hugest. First night is a real deep cut night.
I just want to note, our stop is the next stop. So like,
I'm going to stand in front of the door.
If we don't figure this out by then, like we have to get off the train.
Figure it out. It's the first night.
We already figured it out. Have you not been paying attention, man? What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, you know.
He's playing on your phone, man. You're having a conversation with the first night here.
Yeah, let's take a quick photo, dude.
Yeah, take a photo with me.
Me? Okay, fine. I'll take a photo with you.
Great. Get all
and
the
he takes
in.
That photo, and it has that a super bright phone flash, and it blinds him for a second. And when he opens his eyes, there's no one on the subway.
What the? What? What happened?
And the subway door opens. He steps out. There's nobody out on the platform.
What the heck? What?
Angela!
Huh?
Then he sees Tony Danza.
Tony Danza, you're friends with my other group of friends from college.
They're all here.
They all
too,
died
man.
At that amusement park. Wait a minute, am I dead?
You're dead, man. I wish you should have dressed better. You know, you have to keep the outfit you wore. That was a mistake.
All right, humans. Would you like to plug any your social media where they can compliment you or any projects you'd like to mention, Ronnie?
Sure. Just Bones Adrian. You could just say that on Instagram. And if I'm doing something, I'll probably say something about it there.
There you go. Good advice, Monica.
I'm the same, except it's Miss Monica Smith, Monica with a K. If I'm promoting or doing any shows, you'll see me promote them, Twitter or Instagram.
Little Mookie B on all the socials. Come by if you want to see a picture of my dog.
MattBester.com. I'm going to do a gig in Santa Fe this summer and a gig in Dallas at the end of the summer and maybe some other gigs. So go there, MattBester.com, to see what I'm doing. I also found out one of our projects is on Spotify. I didn't even know that, Brett. My Dead
Which
Wife,
one?
The Robot Car.
Oh, really?
You can hear that completely. and Spotify. Oh, yeah. I wish you could do that with our other projects, but you cannot. But for some reason, that one,
it's a good one,
slipped out of the archives. So if you got Spotify, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car with Mary Holland, it's a good one.
And Mookie.
And Mookie. Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production. Produced by Britt Morris and Amelia Chapello. Engineered by Britt Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.